Well, I don't agree, and I will tell you that it's not going to get a good reception on Capitol Hill. I've engaged with the administration and the DOD on this topic for the 3 years I've been in the Congress. You know, what's missing here, a priori, is a strategic review and for us to change the way we think and act. I mean, well, here's what the administration's doing. They're basically keeping the same strategy and under-resourcing it. And that will invite challenge, and that will climb up on the back of our servicemen and women. You know, you take a look at, this is the same administration that only, what, 5-6 months ago wanted to bomb Syria, which in my view would have been a big mistake, and also the same administration that wants to at once cut or close domestic military bases while building new ones overseas. We should not be the world's policemen. We should have the world's strongest military as a deterrent against those that would do us harm, but not go out and looking for, you know, bombing Libya, bombing Syria. So, you know, and as relates to some of the specifics, you know, for the Secretary of Defense to go after benefits for our servicemen and women and our veterans is unacceptable, and that is just not going to get support on Capitol Hill.